content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, from the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. First, an article from the News and Observer. Big Ed Watkins, founder of his namesake country cooking restaurant, dies from COVID. Published February 2nd in the News and Observer and written by Drew Jackson. Edward Big Ed Watkins, the restaurant owner who kept country cooking alive in downtown Raleigh, has died. He was 88. Watkins, the founder of Big Ed's restaurant, died Tuesday morning from COVID-19-related pneumonia, his wife Lydia Watkins said in a phone, Linda Watkins said in a phone interview. His death was first reported by WRAL. 3 weeks earlier, Watkins had been seriously injured in a car wreck while driving home from the restaurant, his wife said, suffering cracked ribs and a cut on his head. He later contracted COVID at a rehabilitation facility while recovering from the accident. Linda Watkins said he first tested positive for COVID around 2 weeks ago, but that his health had improved before going into cardiac arrest Tuesday morning. They wouldn't let anyone go to him because of the COVID, she said. That's what hurt so much. The first Big Ed's restaurant opened in 1958, and other Wake County restaurants followed, his wife said. In 1989, Big Ed's City Market opened in downtown Raleigh, bringing farmhouse-style country cooking to the capital city. The restaurant remains famous for its sizable biscuits and pancakes, and for still serving traditional dishes like hog brains and scrambled eggs. He grew up in the country and was a country man, Linda Watkins said. We liked home-cooked food, and we figured that's what people really wanted. Big Ed Watkins retired in 2006, selling Big Ed's to Lynn and Sam Hobgood, who have opened two new Big Ed's in recent years with locations in North Raleigh and Garner. We're very saddened to hear of the passing of Big Ed's founder, Big Ed Watkins, owner Sam Hobgood said. The Big Ed's family sends prayers and good wishes out to the Watkins family. Big Ed rose a career restaurateur, Hobgood said. His presence was important to the community and the culture of the community in downtown Raleigh. Hobgood said Big Ed Watkins continued to dine in the restaurant nearly every day after selling it 15 years ago, saying that he often ordered collard greens and country ham. Hobgood said that six employees who worked for Big Ed still work in the restaurant. He has always been supportive of the restaurant and continued to come and dine with us, Hobgood said. He was there even during these times, which says a lot about his character. Here's your first look inside the hotly anticipated Sam Jones Barbecue restaurant in Raleigh. This is from the News and Observer, published February 5th, and written by Drew Jackson. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 502 West Lenore Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-206-2555. And so it begins. The fire of the great Raleigh barbecue renaissance is officially burning as Sam Jones Barbecue opens in downtown Raleigh, perfuming the capital city with some of the country's most famous whole hog barbecue. Jones is a third-generation pitmaster from North Carolina barbecue royalty, whose grandfather, Pete Jones, opened the legendary Skylight Inn in Aden nearly 70 years ago. In 2015, Jones opened the first Sam Jones Barbecue near Greenville. Like the Greenville restaurant, Jones opened Raleigh with business partner Michael Letchworth. The Raleigh Sam Jones Barbecue at 502 Lenore Street will hold its grand opening February 16th, allowing indoor and outdoor dining. The restaurant started serving takeout at the end of January, with demand crashing its online ordering system the first weekend. Natural progression to come here. When the time came for the second Sam Jones Barbecue, Jones said Raleigh was the only place it could go, despite offers from all corners of the state. The capital city was the next logical step, Jones said. We have a lot of friends here, especially the restaurant community. It just seemed like the natural progression to come here. The new Raleigh restaurant looks nothing like the Greenville Sam Jones, its country cousin built out of dark wood with wide front porch. The Raleigh Sam Jones was built from the former Dusty's Mechanic Shop, with large windows where garage bays once opened. Jones credits his friend, Raleigh chef Ashley Christensen, with the vision that the auto repair shop could become a barbecue restaurant. She told me, "I pass this building every day and I can smell smoke with your name on it," Jones said. The result is a handsome building of painted cinder block and glass, with picnic tables and indoor and outdoor seating for up to 140 once COVID restrictions are lifted. There's a cement bar, as the Raleigh location will be the first Sam Jones barbecue to serve cocktails. "We fit the restaurant to the community," Jones said. "This mechanic shop, Dusty's, has been here forever. Even though this is technically a new restaurant, the way of making barbecue is pretty damn old. Maybe the exterior doesn't look it, but I can assure you it will be old-school North Carolina barbecue." Smokehouse 3.0. Jones is most proud of the urban smokehouse, what he calls Smokehouse 3.0. Hogs are cooked fundamentally the same as they have been for decades in North Carolina, but here made for the city. The chimneys are located on the edge of the building, and hood systems from a half dozen smokers lift that oak-scented air towards the heavens. With the chimneys outside, Jones says it stays cooler in the smokehouse. "This is a different market, out of our home turf, but there will always be a smokehouse," Jones said. "That is the epitome of what barbecue has historically been in North Carolina." "It takes between 14 and 18 hours to cook a hog," Jones said, "depending on if he's doing one with friends in a backyard or if he's staggering four throughout a day of service in the restaurant. Whole hog is distinctive among the country's great barbecue traditions, using meat from the shoulders, hams, ribs, and belly, all chopped up and combined for a mix of textures and flavors. The Jones family's take on tradition is the crisped-up pork skin chopped up into the barbecue, discovered like crispy jewels in the mix of slow-cooked meat. "The main difference is the skin," Jones said. "Once we're done cooking the hog, we blister the skin. That's my style." As it is in Greenville, the menu at Sam Jones is built around the whole hog barbecue, but here's also pork spare ribs, smoked chicken and turkey, and giant baked potatoes topped with barbecue, green onions, bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce. Sides include slaw, mac and cheese, baked beans, and fries. Despite many departures, the old-fashioned Jones family tray of pork, slaw, and a rectangle of cornbread sits at the top of the menu. Barbecue restaurants opening in 2021. Raleigh and the Greater Triangle is in the midst of a resurgence of the state's most iconic food, buoyed by a national hunger for barbecue. Suddenly, or at least over the past decade, cooking meat over wood coals has become one of the country's hottest food trends. Here, the fire is burning hotter than ever, as more than a half dozen new barbecue restaurants have already opened or will open in the next year. Jones has developed a national profile by cooking at barbecue festivals all over the country. Barbecue's leap into the limelight has been derailed somewhat by the pandemic of at least the year, with COVID delaying many of the projects for months. But Jones said if there's ever a food people cling to for comfort in a pandemic, it's barbecue. After early weeks of sales hits, Jones said his other restaurants turned in one of their best years ever in 2020. "It's a bare-bones food," Jones says. "It's gotten popular in recent years. I didn't want to be a fine dining barbecue restaurant. That's not who we are. We make the highest quality food we possibly can." Other barbecue restaurants set to open this year: Wyatt's Whole Hog Barbecue. Wyatt Dixon's venture into Raleigh will open this summer in Raleigh's Gateway Plaza development, joining Union Special Bread and Mordecai Beverage Company. Lawrence Barbecue. From Chef Jake Wood, Lawrence Barbecue will open in the Boxyard RTP development in late February. Longleaf Swine. The homegrown duo of Adam Cunningham and Mark Russell will open their first brick-and-mortar restaurant in the former Oakwood Cafe space on Person Street in Raleigh. Construction is currently underway with a summer opening in mind. And Barbecue Lab. The folks behind the Redneck Barbecue Lab in Johnson County are opening a new franchise in Raleigh's North Hills. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 502 West Lenore Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-206-2555. Next, from the Eat Raleigh blog, a review of Fine Folk, published February 1st. Fine Folk is located at 213 Fayetteville Street, Suite 010 in Raleigh, and that's O is in the number. Sorry if that was confusing. The number is Suite 010 in Raleigh, and they have no phone number listed. However, you can connect with them at finefolkraleigh.com. Among the inventory of all that's been missed or lost during this pandemic, there have been these things that I haven't been able to quantify. It's like that feeling that you get after leaving the house and knowing you've forgotten something. You can't place what it is, but you know you don't have it. Taking a bite of a sandwich packed with fried chicken skins, coated with spices, and dripping with ranch cream cheese helped me find a piece of what had been missing, an uninhabited joy in eating something without predisposition, a spirit of carelessness in extremely careful times, fun for the sake of it. To me, this is what Fine Folk is about. Fine Folk's existence has forged by the pandemic. Excuse me, I believe that's a typo. Fine Folk's existence was formed by the pandemic, a response from chefs Christopher Lopez and John Kleinart after the pandemic shut down their dining room at Carey's Postmaster. Within a matter of hours, the duo created a takeout menu centered around cheeseburgers, branded themselves as Government Cheeseburger, and started an adventure that garnered both acclaim and a cult following. After a few months of slinging some of the Triangle's most popular burgers, the team stepped away from their Postmaster's home and ventured off to the next chapter. This led them to the cherished downtown Raleigh bar, The Foundation. Dishes like the Frisco Texas Melt and sour cream and onion fries called out to me like a siren. It wasn't just the food that sounded good, it was the food was unadulterated, straightforward, and indulgent. But above all else, Fine Folk's food is fun. Food like Taco Special, in which they drew inspiration from Taco Bell, to potlucker-based ramen exude the team's boisterous attitude. This pandemic has been tough, and times have sucked, but Fine Folk's food is food for a pandemic. It's food to cram in your face and have even just a moment of undiluted gratification. Fine Folk is located at 213 Fayetteville Street, Suite 010 in Raleigh, and their phone number was not listed. I could not find it. However, you can connect with them online at finefolkraleigh.com. Jumping back to the News and Observer, North Carolina orders another round of cocktails to go, but is it helping bars? Published January 28th and written by Drew Jackson. North Carolina is extending its pandemic-related easing of state liquor laws, allowing cocktails to go for at least another 2 months. In December, North Carolina joined the majority of states in allowing bars and restaurants to package mixed drinks for takeout, a move meant to give the struggling hospitality industry another means of income. On Wednesday, Governor Roy Cooper extended cocktails to go in North Carolina until March 31st. Lynn Mignes, executive director of the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association, a restaurant lobbying group that helped push for cocktails to go, said the measure had helped businesses. It's worked well for most who have taken advantage of the off-premises mixed beverage provision, Mignes said. Cocktails to go was never intended to be a game changer. It just offers additional incremental revenue for many restaurants. Our members have indicated there has been strong interest and higher ticket prices. It's encouraging. Restaurants will take every bit of revenue they can get. No windfall, but something to build on. Cooper signed an executive order in December allowing to-go cocktails for 1 month. The idea of takeout cocktails was left off an early COVID relief bill in North Carolina's General Assembly, failing to get enough legislative support. While restaurants have been struggling through COVID-related restrictions, surviving unlimited takeout sales and indoor dining, bars have been largely closed. In Hillsboro, Eric Pruitt's Yonder Bar opened up in October when North Carolina bars were allowed limited outdoor operations. He since added cocktails to go, saying the takeout drinks aren't a windfall, but they are helping. Last week, a group of people showed up after 9 p.m., but we weren't able to serve them because of the curfew, Pruitt said. Instead of telling them no, we suggested they take drinks to go back to their hotel room. Pruitt has been critical of the state's decision to keep bars closed for most of 2020, despite restaurants, breweries, and hotel bars being allowed to open. Now, even with limited operations, he said he's appreciative for what his bar is able to do. It's not perfect, but it's something to build on, Pruitt said. We're worlds better than our situation in June or July. The challenge for bars, especially ones selling mixed drinks, is capturing the experience of a cocktail in a take-home plastic jar. Pruitt said Yonder Bar is working on its packaging, but has left one of its most popular drinks, a frosé or frozen rosé wine served in a mason jar, off the takeout menu. The current stay-at-home order cuts off all in-person alcohol sales at 9 p.m. and imposes a 10 p.m. curfew for non-essential businesses. Restaurants are able to continue takeout sales, but Yonder closes at 10 out of fear of risking the curfew. I never knew the apocalypse would have such a fine print, Pruitt said. Didn't help at all. Liliana Balance, owner of Raleigh's William & Company, can count on one hand how many cocktails to go the Person Street Bar sells each week, usually one or two. The big sellers are sangria and margaritas, drinks regulars ordered lots before the pandemic. To-go drinks really didn't help at all, said Balance. I'm hoping for a little change in the executive order, allowing people inside and increasing the revenue. William & Company, or Wilco to many, was one of the Person Street District's most popular bars. It had neighborhood regulars and a loyal following without the support of a website. Now, with many restaurants and bars relying on online ordering systems to handle takeout, Wilco still relies on customers making the trip to its 616 North Person Street doorstep. Some do, Balance said, but that business is a trickle. Some nights it's not worth opening the doors, Balance said. We're in one of the best neighborhoods and it's got so much local support, but I take it 2 weeks at a time, just trying to come up with something that will work. She called January the worst month the bar had ever seen. She used to go through a case of limes in 2 days, she said. Now it takes a week to use a bag of limes. I said we'll be here on the other side of this. But I'm not sure, Balance said. Maybe there's no light at the end of this tunnel. One of the Triangle's top wing spots is opening a new location to feed crowds safely. Written January 13th in the News and Observer by Drew Jackson. Heavenly Buffaloes is located at 2816 Irwy Road, number 101 in Durham, and their phone number is 919-797-2456. There's a great demand for chicken wings. At popular wing shop Heavenly Buffaloes in Durham, that demand has been so great at times during the COVID-19 pandemic that co-owner Mark Dundas worried the crowd of people could be dangerous. So with public health in mind, Heavenly Buffaloes is opening a new Durham location. The second Durham shop will move into the Irwin Terrace development near Duke University Hospital at 2816 Irwin Road in Durham. The restaurant opens in the former Tamale Factory and Tequila Bar, which closed in 2019. The new fryers will be frying before next month's Super Bowl. Dundas, who owns Heavenly Buffaloes with Diane Phelan, said the new location is just a couple of weeks away, with plans to open before the end of January. Dundas and Phelan opened Heavenly Buffaloes' first location in 2014, launching as a 300-square-foot ring, 300-square-foot wing frying shack just a few yards from Duke's East Campus. Dundas once told the News and Observer they could cook 1,000 wings every 15 minutes. Today, Heavenly Buffalo's is one of the Triangle's most popular stops for buffalo wings, slinging thousands per week. They've also added locations on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and in Greensboro. Fans, don't fret, that bright orange shack that started it all isn't going anywhere. We've decided we need a second location to reduce the strain on our little shack, Dundas said in a phone interview. We've been talking about expansion, but COVID was really what finally made us go ahead with this deal and do it. The new location will have indoor and outdoor seating, making it more like the Chapel Hill location than the original Durham spot. But Dundas said the bulk of the business will still be takeout for now, with only a couple spread-out tables available indoors and 5 picnic tables on the patio. This is a long-term plan, Dundas said. Folks in Durham have been asking for a sit-down restaurant. It's just taking longer than we've hoped. The original Heavenly Buffalo's location was already set up for the impact of COVID, which forced many restaurants to rely more heavily on takeout sales as dining rooms closed or limited seating. Heavenly Buffalo's had a different problem. Too many people were waiting for wings. The restaurant made multiple pleas on social media for customers to wait for orders in their cars and to keep space for others. On Reddit, the restaurant was criticized for the crowd. Dundas said expanding in Durham has been in the works for a while, but that this move was largely about relieving the overwhelmed fryers at the bright orange Markham Avenue location. Waits could sometimes be as long as 45 minutes or an hour, Dundas said. We need to reduce the pressure on that location. The new Durham spot will also have an expanded menu, adding sandwiches and salads to the long list of wing sauces, waffle fries, and dry rubs. Heavenly Buffalo's new location is located at 2816 Irwin Road, Suite Number 101 in Durham. Their phone number is 919-797-2456. Dave's Hot Chicken will spice up North Carolina's chicken sandwich appetite with 10 new sites. Published January 21st in the News and Observer by Drew Jackson. A new Los Angeles chain will turn up the heat on the fried chicken arms race when it moves into the Triangle later this year. The fast casual chain Dave's Hot Chicken announced it will open 10 locations in North Carolina, including the Triangle, Fayetteville, Wilmington, and Jacksonville. The majority will open in the Triangle, said Kate Weingard, the operating partner of the local franchise group, which also owns multiple Blaze Pizza locations in North Carolina. Popularized in Nashville and beloved for its searing spice, Hot Chicken eased its way into the mainstream over the past decade. Dave's Hot Chicken began as a pop-up in Los Angeles in 2017 and grew to 7 brick-and-mortar shops in California. The company's entry into North Carolina is part of a larger franchising blitz as Dave's puts locations in Canada, Chicago, and Texas. The chicken at Dave's is boneless, served as tenders or sandwiches. 7 spice levels escalated from the tepid no spice to the glowing red Reaper. Sides include fries, mac and cheese, and kale slaw. Beer and wine will be served as well. The Chicken Sandwich Wars. The chicken sandwich world hasn't been the same since Popeyes debuted its new sandwich in 2019, selling out of a 2-month supply in 2 weeks and challenging Chick-fil-A's stranglehold on the fried chicken between a bun market. Locally, Raleigh's Ashley Christensen announced last year plans to open a new fast-casual restaurant devoted to sandwich, BB's Crispy Chicken. Currently, Dave's is still scouting the Triangle locations, Weingard said, with an aim to open the first restaurant this fall. We don't have any leases signed yet, but we're actively trying to find the right spot, Weingard said. We're looking everywhere in the Triangle, something that's got to pop. During the COVID, excuse me, due to COVID, Weingard said she hadn't ventured out of California to try Dave's in person, but that the company shipped her ingredients to recreate the hot chicken at home. Weingard said fans of spice will find a lot to love. "I'm not afraid of spice, but I'll tell you, it's hot," Weingard said. And now a few Friday fun food facts from the Triangle Food blog, February 5th edition. Featured restaurant news. Who's ready to ball? No, I'm not talking the NBA or March Madness. I'm talking Oak City Meatballs. That's right. Oak City Meatballs is back and open and balling. Available for to-go and delivery Wednesdays through Saturdays, 4 to 9 p.m. They are still slowly bringing back old favorites, so not everything will be available. Ish Delicatessen will move to the Oakwood neighborhood in the former Pharmacy Cafe space that closed earlier this year. The sandwich shop, nearly 5 years in the making, is from Matt Fern, who was the former beverage director for Ashley Christensen's AC Restaurants Group. After light renovations, the space will have inside seating for about 25 and outside seating for about 12. Look for them to open soon-ish. And we have a date-ish for the second Raleigh location of Cape Fear Seafood Company, and we don't have much longer to wait. They shared via Facebook that they are looking at an early April opening. The second Raleigh location will be in the Village District, formerly known as Cameron Village, in the former Cameron Bar and Grill spot next to the Flying Biscuit. Catering Works shared the news this week that they have entered into an exclusive partnership with the North Carolina Museum of Art. More details to follow on their on-site dining concepts and booking of private and social events. Crawford & Sons has brought back Crawford Curbside Tuesday through Thursday evenings, where you can call in pre-orders from 2 to 4 p.m. for same-day pickup from 5 to 8 p.m. Orders may be picked up from the bar or can be brought out curbside to your car. To-go cocktails, beer, and wine are also available. Additionally, their sister restaurant next door, Jolie, is offering a $35 three-course prefix menu from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.